Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Tuesday night health and wellness education call. Man, I can hear numbers coming in quickly, so anybody that did get in, we're certainly glad that you are here. We love doing these calls every other Tuesday night, and we've got a fantastic lineup tonight. I'll first of all apologize for being a couple of minutes late. I just stepped out of my son's basketball game and proud to say that they did win at the very last second. So that was a lot of fun, but we love doing these calls. And Core Health Products is the name of our company. We host these calls every other Tuesday night. And it's not all about promoting Core Health Products. It's about bringing awareness to people in areas that are needed, and we try and bring in experts from all different areas of health and wellness. And boy, tonight we really have a very special guest who I'm going to introduce here in just a couple of minutes. But before I do that, I also want to give you all a heads up that as we continue to bring experts and different people on these calls, we're getting closer and closer to, in baseball terms, what's called spring training. Major League Baseball starts gathering all their players back at their facilities, their spring training facilities in Arizona and Florida. And as we get closer with that, my schedule gets extremely busy because of so many Major League Baseball teams and athletes that we're working with. But I bring that up to tell you that over the next couple of conference calls, we've really got lined up some great guests for us, some professional athletes. We've actually got a couple of professional athletic trainers from professional teams that are going to be on a couple of our calls with us. We've got a couple of players that have agreed to be on the call with us that are actually in the Super Bowl. I would say congratulations for making it to the Super Bowl. We've got multiple athletes that are on our products that are in the Super Bowl, as well as many others. But the reason that I share all that is because I think it's very important that people get to hear from experts, like who you're going to get to hear from tonight. This individual or this gentleman, someone that I've had the pleasure of getting to know for a while. In fact, over the past 8 or 10 years, I've had the opportunity of sitting in various different management meetings and watching how this gentleman conducts business. His knowledge in our industry is just unbelievable. And since tonight we're talking on, speaking on, and hopefully educating on a topic that is so important to all of us right now, which is how do we combat the cold and flu season? And there's so much more to it than just wearing your coat when you go outside, or just staying warm, or just taking just a pill or a capsule. There's so many more things to it. And what you're going to get to hear tonight from our guests is a whole different area of looking at how to combat and really prevent those colds and flus that, quite honestly, has been labeled as a pandemic right now. There's some real issues out there, and so we're going to talk tonight on the probiotics, the healthy bacteria. We're going to talk a little bit about enzymes and how they play a role in our immune system. And then we're also going to hear from our guest tonight on indoor air quality. How do we purify and clean the air that we're so often breathing, more so than any other location we're in our home? And how do we clean that very air in our home, as well as some other things that he's going to talk about? Before we get to Alan, let me share with you that, and I'm going to keep my part very simple, very direct, and very much to the point, in that you need to understand, if you don't already, that 80% of your immune system originates in the gut. So often when we talk immune, everybody automatically thinks about white blood cells. Okay, white blood cells kill bacteria and things like that. But 80%, the vast majority, the most important thing you can address when you're looking at boosting your personal immune system is what's going on in our gut. And it all centers around what are referred to as living or healthy or also referred to as good bacteria, probiotics. Now, good bacteria, many of you have heard me speak on probiotics in the past. I'm going to speak a little bit more in detail on it here in a few minutes, but that is where it all starts. When our good bacteria is active, their main job is to lie in wait for bad bacteria to be ingested, whether it be on food, whether it be breathed in through the air that we breathe, however that bad bacteria comes in. The main and number one responsibility of the good, healthy bacteria is to kill that bad bacteria before it has a chance to colonize. And it's kind of an odd analogy, but if you've ever gone into a KOA campground, okay, late at night, maybe it's already dark, and as you pull through the front and you kind of pull through this one direction roadway, you kind of go from campsite to campsite to campsite looking and seeing if there's any available. And if they're full, you just keep going on through until you find one that's empty. And then you move in there, and that's where you camp. And we see the same exact thing going on with the bacteria that we breathe in. This time of year especially, our probiotics, our living, good, healthy bacteria, are at a lower count than at other times during the year, which means there are few campers in those camp spots in that KOA. So when a bad bacteria is ingested, it's very easy for it to find an empty spot, lodge, colonize, and literally begin to grow. So our living bacteria, those probiotics, are vitally, vitally important. And 80%, I reiterate this, 80% of your immune system originates and is really decided upon the activity of those probiotics. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that, but that is really where the emphasis is. That's what we as a company have specialized in really for many years now, is the usage of probiotics and enzymes for not only nutrient utilization, but for the improvement of our immune system. We'll get back to that part here in a minute, but let's look at the second hand, okay? If we could limit the amount of bad bacteria, if we could limit the amount of bad stuff coming in that we breathe in or that we consume on our foods, it stands to reason that that would also be a good deterrent or an improvement to our immune system. The fewer bacteria, the fewer bad things, the fewer bugs, whatever it is, pollens and everything else that we ingest, the better chance we have of staying away from that bad bacteria growth. And this is where our guest tonight is an absolute expert, is really on indoor air quality. He's a specialist on indoor air quality. But let me also say that he graduated from Purdue University, electrical engineering. There's so many different things that I could tell you about Alan Johnston tonight, but he is the founder and CEO of Green Tech Environmental, which we're going to talk a little bit more about. He's got a fantastic site with great education, tools, and everything else. But Alan is not only seen as an expert among people like me and friends that have sat next to him and worked with him on different projects, but he is so sought after, folks, that he's been on the Montel Williams show. He's been on TV infomercials. In fact, they just finished an infomercial that many of you have probably seen on indoor air quality hosted by Montel Williams. He is just sought out all over not only the country but the world. And so it's an absolute pleasure and a great honor to have you on our call tonight, Alan. You and I go way back. I respect so much what you are doing. You and I, our aim, if you will, is so much in line with each other. It's just so much fun to work with you on projects like this. So without further ado, Alan, are you on the call?
I am here, Shan. Thank you for that generous introduction. It's always a pleasure. We've had a lot of fun over the years working together and just thrilled that we can get together again this evening to talk about this really important topic.
Well, it is important, Alan, and I don't think there's anything, any more two areas that anybody could focus on than the air that they're breathing this time of year and that probiotic count in the gut. And so that's really what made us pull these two together, and I'm so glad that you found the time, and more importantly, that beautiful wife of yours, Ellen, allowed you to take the time to come be on our call with another special lady. So thank you again, Alan, and let's just start
Thanks,
off
Dan.
With the basics. You know, what can people look for and do to help combat or boost that immune system this year?
Well, you know, you're so right. I mean, if we can limit what's coming in, I mean, we have our bodies are wonderfully made. We've got a great immune system. It's when that immune system gets overwhelmed where it can no longer battle what's coming in. We don't need to get rid of 100%. A lot of people try and create a totally sterile environment using chemicals and are actually creating a very unhealthy environment. What we need to do is to really replicate what nature tries to do, which is to keep everything in balance. You don't want to get anything out of balance if you can help it. And I think, Dan, that's what you're trying to do in vitro with the probiotics, of getting the healthy bacteria going. We're trying to get rid of the negative bacteria, mold, viruses that are out there, that are floating around in the air, that are on surfaces, that are naturally combated outside, by the way. But because we have done a good job of sealing up our homes and businesses, we don't allow what nature creates outside to get inside. And that's really where we're looking at some very unique technologies that Green Tech has been able to capitalize on to reduce those things. It's using things like a very basic element in nature called hydrogen peroxide. It's water vapor with an extra oxygen atom, H2O2. And that one advanced oxidative element, as they're called, AOPs, advanced oxidation products, is able to reduce bacteria. We've all used it in a liquid form, but through the power of sunlight and through some elements that are found in nature, that particular compound can be formed out of water vapor that's in the air. Everything that nature uses is hydrogen and oxygen based, and through the conversion of energy from the sun, those water vapor, oxygen, carbon dioxide can be used to form elements like hydrogen peroxide, like hydroxyls, which is one oxygen, one hydrogen atom, that are able to attack microbes and the bad microbes, pathogens, that have really hit us hard this year, are able to reduce that as much as 99%. Now, we never get rid of 100% of everything, but what we can do is reduce it to the point where our natural immune system can fight it off. You can fight off the most deadly forms of bacteria or viruses as long as it's not in a large amount. And that's what we're all about, is reducing it. You know, I spent 5 hours on an airplane yesterday, and all around me were people coughing and hacking. And I was wearing a personal air purifier. But when you've got a good, healthy immune system, you're able to handle some of that. Unfortunately, this year, we've had one of the biggest flu outbreaks in history. A combination of the flu and the norovirus has turned out to be a very deadly combination. You know, just to take one specific part of the country, I don't know if we have anybody from the Northeast that's on the call, but Boston declared a health emergency with 700 flu cases compared to 70 all of last season, and that was from a small area within Boston. You know, there's literally businesses that have had to shut down because of so many cases of flu, and we've seen it around us. I've been very fortunate that I haven't contracted it, and our family has been fortunate in that way. But, you know, by using products that reduce the loading of bacteria and viruses, of mold, of being able to keep those things in check through the use of these advanced oxidation products, we're able to create a much healthier indoor environment. Dr. James Marsden, who's done a lot of research on this technology and I work with very closely, has stated that we have sealed our buildings with deadly precision. And what he's referring to is the fact that we have no longer allowed fresh air to come in, and with that fresh air, the natural oxidation products that are found outdoors have been blocked from coming in at the same time. And we don't have the option, as we used to have back 50 years ago, of being able to bring in 100% fresh air and heat and cool that. I remember going through a hospital in Southwest Virginia that had one of the lowest infection rates of any hospital in the country. And this was just a little 50-bed country hospital. And I was really amazed. And I thought, these folks must be doing something really miraculous or heroic in terms of their cleaning procedures and everything. And when I got in there, they were interested in the technology that we have and took a tour of the hospital. Actually went down in the basement where their mechanical room was, and I was looking at their air distribution system, and I talking to the facilities director, and I said, well, you know, we're want to see where your return air ducts are coming in. He said, oh, no, we don't have return air ducts. The air comes in from the inside of that wall. That's outside. We just have big grates on the side of the building. It brings in air, and we cool it and heat it and blow it out the roof. And he said, yeah, and it's cost us a fortune. That's why they're going to build a new hospital in 5 years. And I didn't say it, but I was thinking to myself, oh, what a shame. They're going to have such a great low infection rate, talking about nosocomial infections, infections that people actually get when they get to the hospital. They're at the top of the list right now, very positive numbers. That's going to go down when they build a new hospital, because the new hospital is going to recirculate that air. Not only are they distributing those germs around, but they're also not bringing in the natural oxidation from outdoors. And a lot of people, when you use the term oxidation, they think about ozone. And ozone is one element in nature, one of many that are out there that are really key to the health of the planet. If we took ozone out of the atmosphere, it would be just as detrimental if we took oxygen. Everything is in a fine balance. And the problem is that we've created an indoor environment that no longer has that balance. We're lacking in the things that are created outdoors. And we unfortunately can't go backwards. We can't afford to bring in 100% fresh air. Now, operating rooms and hospitals typically are doing as many as 20 air exchanges an hour. They realize there's something in the outdoor air that makes a difference. And they're spending the money in an OR where infection rates are so critical to keep down MRSA and different kinds of pathogens that are life-threatening. So they're taking the steps there. But nobody's really connected the dots to say, what is it in here? Can we create that artificially? Well, the news is, folks, we can, and we have done it. And it's done through a process that is very inexpensive, through the use of ultraviolet light, which is pennies a day to operate, with some very special rare metal materials that light shines on. It's a miraculous process that converts water vapor in the air to the things that nature creates outside, so we can create this clean environment inside. And we're talking about clean in terms of with a reduced rate of microbials, whether it's mold spores that can lead to severe health problems, whether it's bacteria, whether it's viruses, the kinds of problems that we're facing today with a pandemic of the norovirus, which is worse this year than it's been on record. We're able to keep all of that in check and create a much healthier environment. You know, when you come in from the from an office that is sealed up, where people are sick, not only are you breathing that in, but you're also carrying it with you on your clothing. And as you walk into the house, you're bringing that with you and spreading it to the rest of the family. And the great thing about having the technology that's able to reduce that, this advanced oxidation technology, is that it's going to work the moment that you walk through the front door. It was at work when you were outside in the fresh air. It's at work when you come through the door. and constantly working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's never reducing it, you know, instantaneously. It takes over a little bit of time, but as I mentioned, I spent a lot of time on an airplane yesterday, as I do just about every single week, you know, and if we could somehow treat the inside of an airplane, we've actually done tests that have proven that just if something like the flu virus, or whether it be the norovirus, whatever it is, it's aspirated, it's traveling through the air when somebody sneezes or coughs, if we can just give it a few microseconds of time to traverse 3 or 4 feet of space, we can reduce that significantly. And that's been proven with something we call a sneeze machine test that was done with our partner company, RGF. And being able to reduce that, we're able to give our immune system a chance to not be overloaded. And so it used to be that I would travel on airplanes, and half the time I would arrive with a scratchy throat and a runny nose. And today, by wearing a personal air purifier that repels those particles, unfortunately, Boeing doesn't treat their indoor air the same way that I treat my home air, but I can at least wear a personal air purifier that repels those particles from coming into my breathing space, and I can arrive refreshed and not sick. So it's these different oxidizers, Shan, that are able to make the difference, and we've put them into a lot of different products that can be installed in the home, that can be used and moved around, even taken with you when you travel as much as you and I do. That's an important thing. But today, we've got a serious problem with a flu outbreak like we have not seen before, and that flu is transmitted primarily by airborne germs via sneezing and coughs. And that's the kind of thing that can be dealt with very well with the right technology. And then for what things you do get into your system, Shan, you've got the solution to handle it internally.
Well, Alan, what you're saying, there were a couple of key words that I want to key in on and have you address. But as you went throughout, yeah, multiple times, you used the word that what your technology does is it reduces things like the molds and the bacteria and the viruses and things like that. I think it's very important for people to realize that in no way do you or your technology, nor do we want to completely eliminate all of those things, because that's part of how the body was made, was to have those defense mechanisms that quite honestly are stimulated by small amounts of some of those bacterium. But exactly what you and your technology does is it brings those levels that are so high indoors, it brings them back down to the levels that it would be in fresh air like outdoors. And so really what you've done is, as you said, is you've just been able to duplicate through technology a process of turning your indoor air just the same levels as it is outside by reduction, correct?
That is exactly right. You know, I've asked people before, that especially that live down in a very warm, moist environment like the Florida coast, and to say, if you had brought the temperature and the humidity that's outdoors in the summertime in the high 90s and the high 90% humidity level and brought that indoors, how long would it take for mold to start growing on the walls? And people laugh at me. You know, if you did that for 24 hours, we would just have mold growing on every surface inside, without a doubt. Yet, say, think about it for a moment. Why isn't mold growing on every surface outside in South Florida then? And the reason is that nature takes care of it. Is there a little bit of mold? Oh, sure, especially in shaded areas, there is mold growth. In a number of areas, but it's not taking over in the same way that it would if you brought it in to a home, sealed up the home, and brought that same environment there. And so you're right, Shanna. You know, nature doesn't get rid of 100% of all of these kinds of things. Yet you don't see a runaway of any one particular area. You can even release deadly pathogens into the air. And when we talk about biological warfare and the risk of that, you know, you talk about that there's a distance of so many miles before that particular organism is no longer viable. And that's because nature takes care of it. But it does take a little bit of time. and in the environment, we're not getting rid of everything. And I've had many people ask that question, Shan. I'm glad you brought it up, because as I've talked about how effective this is, I've had people raise their hands in seminars and say, look, I believe it's dangerous, and I've heard this, that if you get rid of all of the bacteria, you won't build an immune system. And I'm quick to point out that, look, we don't get rid of everything. We bring it down to a manageable level. When you talk about a 3 or 4 log reduction, you still have millions of organisms that are there. It's just down to a level that our bodies can contend with and help to build that healthy immune system.
Yeah, that is so true. And I will also say right now, folks, that Alan is a very personal, close friend of mine. But friendship aside, I use his technology. I have their technology sitting right in my house, and we use it every single day. I'm very familiar with the personal air purifiers that so many people use when they go out and travel and stuff. And so, Alan, your technology is second to none, and I am so appreciative of what you've done and continue to do to address that side of it. So. And we'll come back in just a few minutes, because I know you have a special that we kind of done together, specials for everybody tonight. And real quickly, give your website so people have that, and then we'll come back to it a couple times here in a minute as well.
Sure. The website to get information about the products is greentechenv.com, GreenTechEnv, which is short for environmental.com. And that's where you can get a lot of information about the product. And then I'll come back a little bit later. We do have a retail website for those that don't know of an independent distributor. And we've got a special, as Shan mentioned. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Well, Alan, I appreciate that, and I know we're going to have more opportunities and have you back on for other calls. I will also add that this weekend, folks, Alan and myself and Dr. Patrick Vickers and Dr. Richard Kind, all four of us are gathering in Nashville, Tennessee, where we're doing an event there together. And it's going to be a full day's training on really the various different pieces of that health puzzle. So we're going to get to hear from Alan, his expertise and some of the studies and the details on indoor air quality. I'm going to be speaking as well as Dr. Vickers and also Dr. Richard Kind on alkaline water. I know we have some great leaders on the call tonight that are leading that alkaline water technology. I heard Michelle Raley. I heard her voice on here. What a great bearer of the torch. Fred Brown and Tricia Gonzalez. I know we have some great people on here tonight, but at that conference this weekend in Nashville, we're going to get to hear a lot of detail about using alkaline water to help combat the sicknesses and the acidities and inflammation. And then also the nutritional side. I'm going to be talking in detail, as well as Dr. Vickers, who is a very well-known Gerson therapy cancer doctor. We'll be talking about enzymes and probiotics and whole food nutrients. So if you're at all interested or anywhere even near Nashville, Tennessee, that would be a great conference to attend. You will have all the pieces of the puzzle that you might need to really bolster your health, your energy, your vitality, your immune system. You can actually find more about that conference on a website that's dedicated for that conference called thehealthpuzzle.info. And that's thehealthpuzzle.info. Or you can go to our Facebook page, Core Health Products, and find more info there on our website at Core Health Products. But Alan Johnson is going to be there. So, Alan, we're going to come back to a couple of more things here in just a minute on your technology. But I want to touch real briefly, but probably more than touch on, I want to emphasize some things that I hope most of you know by now that have heard me speak. And for all you first time guests, let me be very, very pointed and very direct on this. as I said at the beginning, 80% of your immune system originates in the gut. And that all evolves around the content, the growth, the quantity of your probiotics, your living, healthy, good bacteria. Okay? Now, especially this time of year, as Alan talked about, one of the worst we've ever seen in the history of mankind with the flu outbreak. Okay, we've got that bad virus, bug, yucky thing, whatever you want to call it, floating around, going from person to person to person very quickly and causing more flu issues than ever before. And I'm telling you, the best, most effective way to address that internally is to bolster those probiotics. Your immune system hinges upon the activity of those probiotics. And there is research. I can reference research after research. I can reference study after study after study. But I'm gonna simply go straight to the point by saying this. There are over 100 different strains of probiotics that are known right now that GI tract has and needs to really bolster that immune system. There are only 13 that are stabilized, literally in the entire world, 13 strains that the primary probiotics for the immune system and nutrient utilization, there are 13 identified and stabilized, and folks, we use all 13 in our both Core Health Pack and also our Digestive Health product. Both of those products are utilized to boost that immune system, to allow the growth or the colonization of those probiotics. So heaven forbid, when you do breathe in or consume some of that bad bacteria, the good bacteria can beat it. You've heard me say before, there's a battle going on every single day. Every time you breathe in bacteria, that good bacteria has to be able to beat that bad bacteria. If the bad bacteria wins, it colonizes, begins to grow, begins to spread, and that's what causes the sore throats, the stomach flus, the ear infections, the sinus infections, the lower GI issues such as diverticulitis or leaky gut syndrome, yeast infections, urinary tract infections. But if you are focusing on your immune system this time of year, as you should, you cannot get too many probiotics. You need them every day. Now, some people will say, well, you know, all of your probiotics are in a product called Digestive Health. Say, why would they be coupled together with enzymes? Let me say that Core Health products, our company, we have a platform that we teach and that we build from, that nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. And some would say, well, how does that relate to the immune system? Well, there is study after study after study. In fact, the first study was conducted back in 1930 by Dr. Paul Kochikoff. And they confirmed, or he confirmed at that point, and it's been confirmed multiple times over, that when a cooked or processed food is consumed, healthy or unhealthy, it causes a dramatic spike in the white blood cells, meaning that the body sees it as an actual foreign debris. It sees it as something trying to weaken that body. Every time we consume a cooked or processed food, the body drastically increases white blood cell production. Now, ironically, these studies took some of these same exact foods that could be consumed raw, okay, or uncooked, and it did not cause an increase in the white blood cells. In fact, just the opposite. It supported a reduction or normalization of the white blood cells. There is a very, very, very direct correlation between undigested or enzyme deficient foods and our immune system. this time of year especially, I'm going to suggest, in fact, even plead, based upon the numbers of colds and flus and issues that we're seeing across this country right now, I'm going to plead that you try and increase your intake of raw foods, fruits and vegetables and raw grains and raw fish such as sushi. And you may be saying, well, what do you mean raw grains? Okay? Folks, there's no reason to cook our whole oats. If you want to have oatmeal in the morning, get some good raw oats. Put them in a bowl, add some milk and a little bit of honey or stevia or whatever sweetener you choose. There is some raw oats. Okay, we can boost our immune system. That's why our digestive health has all of your digestive enzymes for carbohydrates, for proteins, for fats, and all of your probiotics. The 13 stabilized strains are all in there. Digestive health, in my opinion, and of course I'm a little biased on this, but in my opinion, the digestive health is the best immune-enhancing consumable product that you could possibly find. It has your immune-enhancing vitamins, your vitamin C's, it has your all of your immune-enhancing herbs in there, has all of the things needed, but also, and possibly most importantly, your digestive enzymes along with all of your probiotics. Before I go any further, I'm going to have Liz Bailey, who many of you are starting to get to know more and more. She does all of our technical writing. She does all of our blogs. You see so many well-written blogs on our website, all of our content on there. Very well-versed, very educated. She's going to share some information with you specifically on different protocols to use for this cold and flu season, some things that you can do to prevent the colds and flus, as well as things that protocols that you can use to get well if you already have the cold or a flu. So, Liz, as always, appreciate you taking your time with us tonight. Can you hear me okay, and are you on the call?
I am. Can you hear me good?
Hear you perfectly.
Great. Well, thank you, Shannon, and thank you, everybody, for getting on the call. I just want to touch base on one quick thing before getting into the protocols and some natural remedies to keep in your cabinet during this flu season. One thing in speaking of the actual bacteria and virus themselves, this is very interesting in what I've found in my research. And I also have included this in a blog that I wrote actually last year, but it's still pertinent every single year around this time, and it's titled, Is Your Immune System Ready for the Winter? You can find this directly on our website, corehealthproducts.com. Under the products section, we have a tab that says Core Health Blogs, and this is, I believe, on the third page. But an interesting find is that viruses themselves are actually tiny bundles of genetic material encapsulated by proteins. And what's interesting here is that if you are able to break down that outer shell of protein, then the white blood cells can attack the nucleus and destroy the virus entirely. What's the best way to break down that harder protein shell is none other than the protease enzyme, which, if most of you know our product line, pretty much all of our products, except for just a few, have the high amounts of that protein digesting enzyme protease. We have that included in our Core Health Pack, our Digestive Health, which Shan just mentioned, and also our Joint Health. Those three are actually the three perfect products for this flu season. And we'll get into that in just a minute with Shan in talking about the protocols. But along with our products, there are so many great natural remedies out there just to keep on hand, you know, as your arsenal in your natural medicine cabinet, so to speak. One of my absolute favorites is coconut oil. Coconut oil is one of the healthiest oils on the planet because of its antiviral, antibacterial, and antifungal properties. It's great to consume on a daily basis and just add back that healthy fat that we always talk about. Along with coconut oil is also olive leaf extract. This is actually the extract from an olive tree, liquid form, and it too is an excellent cold eliminator. So if you have pen and paper handy, you can jot these down and you can find these directly on the blog itself. Manuka honey is another one to keep. This is the healing honey and has amazing antibacterial properties and characteristics to it. It goes beyond just your traditional honey in destroying bacteria and fungus and staph and strep and even the MRSA that Alan was speaking of. Along with those three, some other great ones are grapefruit seed extract. This is actually nature's antibiotic, so to speak. It's a blend of the pink pulp, orange skin, and seeds of grapefruit. Although it sounds like it would taste citrusy, it's actually quite bitter, but it's amazing at taking on the onset of any scratchy throat or anything that you feel that's very keeping you down. Also, oil of oregano, another great antifungal, viral, and also anti-parasitic oil. Great for reducing pain and inflammation that can happen with infections. So those sinus congestions and colds and sore throats, great to add along with all the probiotics and enzymes. So what we want to offer to everybody is just the basic general knowledge of how to combat things naturally and how to add back all the probiotics that are so needed in our gut today and the enzymes to destroy those outer shells of the viruses once they come into our system. And that's really with the core health pack, the digestive health, and the joint health. And Shan, if you want me to cover the protocol now, I definitely can.
Yes, please.
Okay. As most of you know, with our product line, we always have a maintenance dosage with each of those products. And when it comes to the cold and flu season, you definitely need to bump those up just by a little. And what we are suggesting with the Core Health Pack, that's our 6-in-1 complete system to keep everybody healthy on a day-to-day basis, that's 2 packets a day. And that's typically with your heaviest meals, morning breakfast and your dinner. With lunch, we would suggest the Digestive Health, and that's that separate product that Jen was mentioning. It, too, is also in the Core Health Pack, but we do have it separate for the additional meals as well as just building the immune system entirely. And then the Joint Health, that one is specific on the higher amounts of the protease enzyme, so that would help to combat any germs and viruses that you may breathe in as you're in all these different spaces, indoor spaces, throughout the day. And that would be taking 2 capsules of those daily. That could be on an empty stomach. You could split that up in between breakfast and lunch and then lunch and dinner. So that's sort of the maintenance dosage just to keep the body ready to combat anything that could come its way. And if you do feel that you may have a scratchy throat or just a little rundown, we would definitely suggest to bump that up and possibly even double the dosages if you really feel that something has hit you hard as this flu season seems to really just wipe everybody out. So definitely prevention is key, and taking the Core Health Pack, Digestive Health, and Joint Health will really help to reduce and prevent anything that may come your way this season.
Well, thank you, Liz. I appreciate it. I appreciate you taking the time, but I really appreciate and respect your knowledge of our product line and then just in general, because we as a company really try to bring all the different areas of ways to improve your health. It's not just about our products or our product line or our company. It's about really bringing the knowledge to people to help them find that health and vitality that they're looking for. So, Liz, thank you very much. Okay, a couple of other things I want to add there real quickly is I thought that was real interesting that as she was talking about, that all of these viruses are protected, if you will, in our systems with a protein shell, and that's why the joint health is so beneficial for breaking down that shell of those viruses and the bacteria and what have you. still that the probiotics can really kill that bacteria. And that's why I think we see so much good effect with, again, that joint health as a product with, I know as soon as I have anybody that I know get sick, I just load them up on joint health. So, couple of things I want to add is, you may be asking, well, if our probiotics are that important for the immune system, are they sensitive? Do they get damaged? Do they die? Do they go backwards? And the answer to that is yes. In fact, I've got an article right here in front of me that shows the top things that reduce our probiotic count. First and foremost is antibiotics. Okay, and anti meaning against, biotic meaning life, against life. We take an antibiotic to kill off bacteria, but folks, if you don't understand that antibiotics cannot decipher between the bad bacteria that it needs to kill and the good bacteria, that process alone weakens our immune system. Yes, it might kill that bad bacteria that's causing the sore throat, the ear infection, the sinus infection, the stomach flu, the yeast infection, whatever the case might be. But if we've weakened the good bacteria all the way through the system, you are now more susceptible to another outbreak. And unfortunately, this time of year, you see and hear people that get sick and then get well and then get sick and then get well and can't quite get over it. You want to get over it, boost those probiotics, okay? And you will not find a product out there. I have not been able to find a product out there that has a higher, that has more strains of probiotics than we have in ours. All 13 that are stabilized. Carbonated drinks, okay, because of the acidity, damage the probiotics. So there again, alkaline water is extremely important for the immune system. Alkaline water helps neutralize those acids that damage the probiotics. Exposure to toxic substances, undigested carbohydrates in particular, they have listed here as causing a reduction in the probiotics very quickly. Cooked and processed foods reduce the probiotics very quickly. And then stress. And I read a study also that showed that the second and third week of January are the most depressing weeks of the entire year. With increased stress. The reason being is because that's when all the credit cards are coming due from the Christmas holidays. Holidays are just gotten over. We're back into work. That's depressing. The weather's cold. For many, that's depressing. So stress really hits people that first, second, and third week of January. And I think that's one of the main reasons why our immune system really gets hit. So, folks, again, let's go back to Alan real quickly to wrap things up from his side. I think we really have a good, not only a 1-2 punch, but a great 1-2-3 punch with air, water, and nutrition to battle the bacterias and things and boost our immune system. So let's take one more look at the air side. And Alan, if you want to give us what your special is and your website and anything additional that you'd like to say, I would appreciate it.
Sure, well, Shan, and you're right. That, you know, coming at this from three different sides is important. Not any one item is going to solve the problem. This is a puzzle, as you describe it, and here are a lot of the key pieces. But, you know, as we look at germs and viruses and how they spread throughout our indoor spaces, we can help to combat that problem with a combination of technologies, and that's what Green Tech is all about. One is to reduce the particles out of the air, because if we can get, no matter what we do in terms of inactivation or killing, if we can just get them out of our breathing spaces so we're not bringing them into our body, we've already helped ourselves tremendously. But then on top of that, to be able to inactivate them, that's where the advanced oxidation technologies come in. And it's really a very precise process to create the technology that creates these advanced oxidation products that give us the kind of results that we have. And Green Tech has put these into a number of different products depending upon the spaces being serviced. You can see them on the website, but we do have a place you can go that has the ability to actually purchase the products, and that is the website gt3000direct.com. And GT3000 is our whole home air purification system. It's kind of our flagship product. But on top of that, we've got the personal air purifier we talked about. We've got a little plug-in spot purifier. It's more of an odor heater, great for a bathroom, a place where you have your garbage, the garage, tool room, those kind of places. We have the GT1500 that, as you can tell by the numbers, 3,000, 1,500. That applies to maximum square foot coverage. Now, the 1500 is a product I have running in my bedroom. Very quiet. It does a great job of being able to keep the room smelling fresh, but most importantly, helping to reduce those microbes, the pathogens, the mold, bacteria, and viruses. And then also you'll notice on that site, we also have the Pure Wash system, which I haven't mentioned, but in keeping with our theme here of being able to reduce germs and viruses, you know, when you do laundry, you're not killing germs and viruses. If you have a child that's been sick, short of running in very hot water or using concentrated bleach, you're not going to kill that. Well, Pure Wash uses no detergent, doesn't put chemicals onto your clothing that you end up wearing throughout the day and absorbing through the largest organ in your body, which is your skin. No, instead, we use a natural process that nature uses of oxidation, specifically ozone, to be able to wash clothes, which does a great job of getting them clean. They smell fresher, the clothes last longer, you're not wearing those chemicals on your body, and it kills germs, bacteria, viruses, mold, a tremendous byproduct. You can tell this by, if you do what I do, have done occasionally anyway, and left laundry in the tub for a couple of days, and come back and smelled what it smells like when you wash with regular detergent, the Pure Wash eco-friendly laundry system, you don't have that issue. So that's on there as well. And tonight we have at GT3000direct.com, and through Friday, the end of the day Friday, if you put in the coupon code FLU, which is something that we're focused on tonight, the coupon code FLU, you will get a significant discount. It varies by product, but just to have fun, why don't you go ahead and put a quantity of one in the cart and put in the coupon code, and you'll see what kind of a deduction you'll get. But it's a very significant discount. And these are all products that are going to help you and your family and things that you want to use to treat the interior of your home to be able to create a safer, healthier, and fresher environment. Like if you were able to open up the windows and have the fresh air roaming through. Shan, thanks so much for letting me be on tonight. This has been wonderful. Always good to talk with you, and look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Well, thank you for taking time and being on. And let me restate the website for everybody. It's GT, as in Green Tech, GT3000direct.com. Great products there, and I look so forward to seeing you this weekend as well, Alan, and speaking, and hopefully continuing to spread this message. So, and I'll also say that that special that Alan is giving with that coupon code there, folks, he did that specifically for all of you listening to this call, and this is for this call. This isn't just something that he's offering to anybody and everybody out there. That coupon code is really special for all of you on this call. So, Alan, thank you very much for doing that for us.
Our pleasure.
Okay, the last thing that I want to say about the probiotic portion of it, guys, is I want to give you an example. And I'm so thankful to my unbelievable wife, who all of you know I love and respect with all of my heart. She's an unbelievable wife and an unbelievable mother, and she's not even sitting here, so I don't have to say that, but I am, because I believe it and I love her with all my heart. But the way that she's taking care of our children, making sure that they always take their enzymes, that they always have their probiotics, and folks, they don't eat perfectly. We got three kids, a 16-year-old, a 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old, and they don't eat perfectly, but I guarantee you they're digesting, they're utilizing, they're breaking all their foods down, which helps boost that immune system. The reason I share that with you is because in 40 years of childhood life, meaning that our 16-year-old, our 14-year-old, and our 10-year-old, if you had all of those years of childhood life, that's 40 years, and we have been, or those kids have had a total between all three of them of four antibiotics in their entire life. And I know that it is a testament to the probiotics that we're giving them every day, the increased digestion of the nutrients that they are consuming every day so that we don't spike those white blood cells, the clean indoor air quality that we have thanks to Alan's technology and everything that we have there. But I think that it's very, very important for people to realize that the probiotic count has been underestimated and I believe underemphasized when we're talking about our immune system. My kids do not get sick. I do not get sick. I fly on planes as much as anybody I know. I simply do not get sick. I just increase my probiotics, my digestive health, my core health packs. The kids, they're going to school, and kids are staying home sick every day, and our kids are as healthy as can be. So that is a public thank you and admiration to my wife for all that she does in making sure that those kids and myself are always taking our probiotics. Now, before I announce the special, Liz, any final words from you? I'm going to take that as no. I know she's got a lot going on right now. I want to give everybody a special. Anybody, if it's the first time to our call, you need to know that we always give a special at the end of every one of our Tuesday night calls, kind of in thank you to all of you that came on the call. This one tonight is a coupon code of flu, same as Alan's. FLU, and that coupon code, when you go to our website at corehealthproducts.com, what we're doing, and we believe this is a very generous offer, and we are ready to take advantage of this because the enzyme and probiotic count needs to be increased this time of year. What this coupon code is, whenever you purchase a Core Health pack and a Joint Health. Okay, remember the protocol that Liz gave was the Core Health Pack, the Joint Health, and the Digestive Health. That's your best protocol this time of year. When you buy a Core Health Pack and a Joint Health, we will give you the Digestive Health for free, which is a $38 retail value. We give it to you for free when you purchase one Core Health Pack and one Joint Health. If you want to purchase two Core Health Packs and two Joint Health, we'll throw in two bottles of the Digestive Health. So each pairing of Core Health Pack and Joint Health will give you a free digestive. Now, keep in mind, all you have to do, you won't see it in the cart, you won't see it at the end as you're ordering. You order the Core Health Pack and the Joint Health, and then we, when we're packaging that, we will add the Digestive Health in there. All you have to do is put the coupon code FLU. So, folks, I hope that tonight has been beneficial for you. I look forward to seeing and shaking hands and hearing all of your stories as we go to various events. This weekend, as I said, I'm going to be in Nashville on Saturday for that event with Alan Johnston and Dr. Vickers and we're going to have a great turnout there, a great event, and then I'm taking a red-eye flight straight from there to Irvine, California, where there is a Samurai Saturday and a Day with the Doctors on Sunday. I'll be speaking at the NAGIC event on Sunday. Stan Essexon's done a great job of putting that together. You can find more information on that event at 6A is an Apple, 6A Tools, T-O-O-L-S. com. You can find more information on that event, tickets, and everything else about it. So I hope to see one of those events this weekend somewhere. If not, look forward to talking with you on the phone and hearing your stories. I thank you all so much for being on the call tonight and supporting us here at Core Health Products. We're going to continue to educate and bring this information forward. So God bless everybody. Have a great night, and we'll talk with you soon. Goodbye.